Broken Tail Dog Podcast with your boy, Josh Ricardo, the BTD. We're here. We're doing it. For all of you out there, I hope you're having a happy holiday season. It's almost Christmas time, if you celebrate that kind of thing. So I wanted to give you a special show as a gift. The show actually was done a few months back. It was live on iHeartRadio, and they put it out on their channels, but I didn't put it out on my show. I was kind of saving it for now. The show is with my friends Bree and Katie Teresi. Bree has been on the show before, and I was in L.A. a few months ago, and iHeart was like, come in and do a studio show, so I said, okay, and I was trying to think of who would be the best guest for it, and because Bree is such a great social media and hustler, social media person and hustler and personality and all that stuff, and she's attractive. And I kind of became friends with her and her sister, and her sister is no slouch either on social media. She has a huge following as well. And I thought, oh, I know these girls and they're fun. And they're in LA, so let's see if we can do it. And we did. We ended up taking some calls from a lot of their fans, which was interesting. I think it's always intriguing to sit down and talk with, you know, I'm an old man, period. I've been an old man since I was like 21. I'm not crazy about the social media age. It's a necessity, so I do it, and I don't necessarily hate, and I think there's ways to do it that are super creative, but there are not a lot of people out there that are doing it really, really well that I respect their methods, except for, you know, Katie and Bree do it up. They're hustlers, man. They don't fuck around. So I thought it would be really cool to put the show out in its uncut format. On iHeart, you have to hear it with commercials. You don't have to hear it with commercials here, obviously. You hear it for free. And it's fun and it's great. And you can hear my voice up front, which is fucking amazing. Plus, my producer played tons of Bruce for me, which as you know, I almost said the F word again. I love Bruce. So it's an all around great show. So in honor of the Christmas time, as you can tell from my opening song by my boy Bruce, I have all my good friends, Bree and Katie Teresi on the Broken Tail Dog. Enjoy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby. America's Talk, iHeartRadio, special, The Josh Ricardo Show. We're coming straight at you from L.A. And it's fancy time. Right, Funk? It's fancy time.
This may be the first time I've heard Bruce Springsteen on the West Coast, so
hey, well,
thank you for
what?
That.
I'm bringing it. I'm bringing all kinds of different things. I'm
an
innovator.
I can't wait to hear what else you have in store today.
I got a lot of bags with tricks. Probably more bags than tricks, unfortunately.
They let you check all that luggage?
It should be the reverse. Yes, they did. I have a known traveler number, and that's how I got here. It's amazing. We're in luck. We're in luck. We have someone in the studio. It's a good friend of mine. She's a very, very popular Snapchat model, Instagram model, just basically becoming, like, starting an empire of being hot. It's the empire of hot in here. And I have the one and only Bree Teresi. Hello.
Hi, guys.
How are you, my dear?
I am great. Happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. Happy you're here.
You.
We're all happy. The whole building's happy here. And you brought your sis, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so to give a little context to everybody back at home, listening on your way to wherever you're going or whatever you're doing, this is my NPR voice. Bree is, I say Snapchat because that's what you're predominantly known for, correct?
Yeah, definitely Snapchat.
And you have a huge, like, following of people of all ranges of genders, not just men.
Yeah, both.
Both.
For sure, both.
And you have built yourself a nice little niche of, like, of a career.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's crazy. I mean, at one point I thought I was going to law school, and then all of this kind of took off so suddenly, and now I'm just building a business.
So you were sitting one day and you were like, I just really love the law. I love Perry Mason. I love SVU. I just want to say I object. And then one day I realized I have this amazing cleavage and it needs to be shown.
Oh, and gosh. Then, it's so much more than that, Josh.
No, it is. I'm just messing with you. Because I think what's really funny
for sure
is that you are really business savvy and you're a really hard worker. It's not, because people may think that, right? People may look and go. So what do people say to you? Do people say a lot of dirtbag stuff?
I would say, oh, you mean over Snapchat?
I think in general, I want to get a good feeling and give the audience kind of an intro to kind of what it's like to go through your day.
To be me. Okay.
Well, I mean, to not make it so ego, but I'm saying like, because people go, oh, she just takes pictures and poses and that's that.
Yeah.
But there's an element, because I know you and I know your family, there's an element of sacrifice that you guys have to put up with where it's like people being not only nasty to you, you know, people being mean, but also you are showing your body, so people are perverse.
For sure. For sure. I think, you know, when people, they might see me, especially the images I do put out there, they might have an initial, I guess, impression of me. But then once they do take the time to see what else I'm posting and I guess they see more of my mind, they don't think that.
How can they see your mind? Now, okay, because the reason why I bring that, because we're going to get to the fact that you have this really great blog that you're coming out with that shows a lot more layers to what you
exactly.
do and who you
so
are.
So I would say, you know, photos I post on Instagram, yeah, they're going to be primarily like modeling shots. Those are all professional for magazines or whatever they're for. My Snapchat, though, that's my whole life. You mm-hmm. see the good, the bad, the ugly.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's more raw. It's more candid. It's more well-rounded rather than you're seeing just images, you know, you're seeing my fitness routine. You're seeing the way I engage with fans, family, friends, and so on and what I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
I mean, I do talk about a lot of like motivational stuff there on my Snapchat, and just everyday struggles and how to giving advice to people.
I hate it. Not you, what you're doing. I hate doing it myself. It's not something I'm very good at. I hate having my phone out.
Yeah.
I really hate having, I don't want anyone to know anything about me except for what I can give them, which
sure.
is
I mean,
my story. But you guys are so, like, you and Katie are so great at it.
And that's sacrificing yeah. because,
it's
honestly,
a lot of sacrifice.
The relationships I have, I would say, like, right now in my life with, you know, I mean, like, romantic relationships, Snapchat is the number one thing that has actually, like, ruined a lot of relationships mm-hmm. because they're seeing constantly what I'm doing and they're feeling either insecure or
marginalized.
Yeah.
As a man.
Like they're seeing, they're like, you're putting so much out there. Like you're all over the place. You're traveling
save
so much.
Save some for me, Bree. Save some for me.
It's not even necessarily with the body. It's just like, wow, like you're doing so much. I try and fill. Yeah. We fill.
I know. So Katie was trying to say something, but we don't let her talk because she's not here to talk. All right. She's here to look pretty. And you sit there and you be quiet.
Yes, Father.
So Katie joins into the fun with Bree and they both have huge followings. And Katie's kind of like goofy, but at the same time, like stacked into a model's body. She's like this goofy 18-year-old who's like got this model body. It's really probably pretty annoying for all the attention she gets. But it's interesting that you guys both kind of team up and feed off each other.
Yeah.
And you got these huge followings that are these two rivers that lead in this vast ocean of followers. And so romantically speaking, if Bree is having problems keeping men who are too insecure to have yeah. a woman like that, it must be for you.
Well, it's because everything's online. You can't hide. You can't lie.
Yeah.
You can't. Everything, you put your whole life out there.
But
and,
I mean, to be fair, that you guys can also put things in a
way yeah.
that you can pose you things in a way yeah. that go, this is what I want you guys to see.
Yeah,
you know?
It's obviously like you show them what you want them to see, but it's also if you want them to really get to know you, you kind of have to be real.
Yeah.
And show everything.
All right. Okay. We're gonna get more back into that because I can't wait to understand what it is to be a Teresi sister tandem group, whatever you say. iHeartRadio, Josh Ricardo Show. We're getting special up in here, brother. Come back.
D. Won't even get pulled over in they new V. The good life, let's go on a living spree. They say the best things in life are free. The good life.
Hey, you guys want to take some phone calls?
Yeah,
let's
yeah,
do it. Hello, you are on the Josh Ricardo Show. What's your name? Oh, yeah, hello. All right, too late. Next up, hello, what's your name? I know they can hear us. I'm looking at them, hearing us.
That's weird. Hey, what if I...
Hey, who are you? What's your name? Hello? Oh, you want to say hello first?
Hi!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear us?
Hey, I'm Stephen from Miami. I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Aww. Oh, hi. Oh, thank you so much for calling in. Hi.
Do you have a question for the...
I was devastated when the Sharks lost.
Oh, same, same. But who knows, maybe next year, right?
Yeah, of course. I became a fan just because you guys, I didn't even watch hockey before, and then you guys started, like, telling me about them and stuff, so I became a Sharks fan.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Well, thanks so much for calling. Okay, on to the next one.
Bye. Bye.
Say hi.
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 How are you?
What's up?
Do you want to ask us a question? We're on radio right now. Come on, ask us a question.
You got nothing? Let's take this one. Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What's your name?
I'm Jack.
Where are you calling from, Jack?
New Jersey.
Hi, Jack from New Jersey. You're on the show. Do you have a question for the ladies?
Yeah, ask Katie and I a question.
Hi.
I don't know. Where are you guys from?
We live in L.A.
Yeah, we live in L.A. Josh lives in New York, though.
My dad.
Okay.
I don't know if they're calling.
Why isn't Josh talking more in this? He's just kind of falling.
I don't even know we were doing this.
Let's take another call here. Hello, what's your name? Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Ooh, I scared him.
Barry's voice scares people. I didn't even
Sorry,
know.
Sorry, hello.
I don't know.
I'm gonna be like, hello.
Next time, I'm just gonna point at you and then you say hello, okay?
Yeah.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it right now. Here we go. Oh.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the Josh Ricardo special talking to your crushes, Bree and Katie Teresi. What would you like to ask them?
Nothing.
Not a
These
thing.
Guys are so shy. What the heck's going on? All right, let's go for 15 minutes. You ready?
Yeah, let's
okay.
go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, baby. Josh Ricardo special, iHeartRadio, America's Talk. I'm here with my girls, Bree and Katie Teresi, Snapchat famous models. And we're having a good time. We're having a good time. You know? Right, ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so great. I got my man Funk. Doing his thing.
All the buttons are on. Thank you.
He's amazing. We try to take some calls, but apparently...
Silence is key.
Bree and Katie's people really just want to hear their voice. Their following is so rabid, right?
Yeah. These phone lines just keep blowing up.
It's almost like they could just go... Hey, everybody, we just want you to jump off a bridge today and go swimming. Let's all do that together and go. And they would do it.
Oh, my God.
Because they have all called in. And we're like, first of all, like I do mostly freeform radio, I like to call it, a.k.a. podcast. So when Barry's like, we're going to do some calls, Barry hops to it like I know what I'm doing. I don't. I'm a clown. I'm an idiot. So he starts pressing the button. And the thing is Barry's voice is so – he's almost Barry Whiting it. He's like – hey, how you doing? Welcome to, like, put his radio voice on. And these guys are, like, in utter shock because they're hoping to hear Bree and Katie's voice. So then he hits it again, and we came up with, after about 10 calls of no one saying anything, he's like, all right, Bree and Katie, you guys do it. So they started talking, and these guys are like, where are you from?
you already know where I'm from.
Yeah, they're so sweet, though.
They give you a following. They're beautiful. I wish I had some people that just... Everyone wants to argue with me. It's my nose. It's my nose and my nipples.
You have really nice eyes.
Yeah, very... I mean, I look into your soul.
They're childlike.
That's right.
Yeah, they're very childlike.
So Bree and Katie now have gotten to hang this radio thing. That's why they're talking over each other now. It's like they're at home in the bedroom yelling
with
at each
you.
Other. Yeah.
<I'm just kidding.
laughs> Hey, all your followers, calling on that note. Me in a room alone with Bree and Katie Teresi where they yell at
what
each other.
What would happen, guys?
It's
what
the
would
most
happen?
Unerotic situation ever. Them screaming and taking photos of themselves.
Josh and I would just be fighting.
It would just be literally them taking photos of themselves and me sitting in a corner of the room. If you guys want to know what it's like to be in a relationship with Bree and Katie, literally it's what you see all day anyways because they're showing you everything. So imagine like all these guys think, oh man, if I could just go out on a date with one Bree Teresi. If I could just go out on a date with Katie Goofball Teresi, imagine how great that would be. You know, guy goes and he works his job at Panera Bread, and he's like a normal dude. And he's like, I'm a normal guy, but I got a good heart. I could really do something with these girls. I could make it happen. Trust me, brother. It would just be them Snapchatting and you, you in the corner, and you would not, you wouldn't even get a plug. They wouldn't even plug you. It'd be brutal. So before we left for the segment and we came back, we were talking a little bit about what it is to be popular for a reason that isn't what people might consider to have depth, even though, Bree, you're making it into depth. Now you have your blog, which is great.
Yeah, I'm transforming it
now. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. But a lot of people don't do it on your level. There's a lot of people that have followings that are pretty big, maybe not as big as yours, but they're not offering a lot of substance, right?
Yeah.
And what's cool about you, because I know you, is that you actually do put together, hey, I understand how I open my door. I get it. Like, you're not denying. This is how I open the door.
For sure.
But also, if I could sneak in some substance for you, then that's great. And that's what you're doing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So at what point when you guys were doing your thing, or when you were doing your thing, when you started to get a huge following, the way your following kind of picked up is because you took over some Snapchats and some people took notice. Is that how it begins for you or for most people?
It happened a lot through Snapchat. Yeah, I saw, I guess, the potential of Snapchat from like a business standpoint. I was like, ooh, I can monetize this. And then...
So I'm thinking. So from a business standpoint, you realize like, there's something to be had here?
For sure, for sure. So I started taking over a lot of Snapchats, engaging with my following.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really happened organically. Word of mouth, people would find me, not even necessarily through other Snapchats or Instagram would be, one of their friends is like, oh, hey, do you follow the Tressie sisters? Mm-hmm. And
because Katie was involved, move that mic in between you.
Yeah, very heavily.
So Katie was involved from the giddy up, right? She was on Instagram at a very young age. Katie's 18. So for all of you pervs out there, just to let you know, she's 18, all right? So at the same time, she's legal, but she's also had an Instagram since you were 12. So she had an Instagram at 12 years old, just to give everybody some context on the way social media moves.
James was talking about this yesterday,
by the way. Well, we don't know James, so it doesn't matter. We know Josh Accardo. It's a Josh Accardo special on iHeartRadio, America's Talk. I'm very charming. So the point I'm trying to make is you... grew up in an era where it's all technology. I mean, you too, and you're young. I mean, Bree's like 21. So, I mean, you're both really young. Yeah. So when you guys were building your following, you realized...
I was young, yeah.
I can actually figure this out, right? You can go... I'm going to make money off of this. But how do you know that you can make money off of it?
I didn't really go into it thinking, like, money, but that it kind of just happened.
Well, what about you, Bree? I mean, how did you know you can make money off of it?
I would say I just saw how... I was branding myself, and I know brands are powerful, and especially if it's a person.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, when I look at that, I know that now because I happen to talk, like, to a lot of people that make money off Snapchat.
I don't know, it was my gut.
You just understood
to a degree. I got a feeling, and I went
with
it. Okay. I went with it, but I also, like, stayed in school.
Off drugs. She stayed in school, stayed off drugs, said no to drugs.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I took risks occasionally, and...
So, at what point did you get... your 50,000 followers. Now you have what, like 200 something on Instagram?
50,000.
And then on Snapchat, how do you even know how many followers you got on Snapchat?
I would say I probably have about 500,000 followers on Snapchat.
Because all you can see are the views.
You can see the views, yeah.
Okay, so you can kind of tell by that.
Yeah, because you're not going to have like all of your followers like seeing everything.
Yeah, of course.
But what I don't know.
And what's the money? Like, I'm not, don't tell me a figure. I'm saying, so the way money comes in is it's sponsorship, correct?
Yeah, it's all through brands. It's not like you don't make money through like Snapchat directly. It's through brands.
So products will go, rather than me pay for a commercial ad on TV, I'm going to go this way with this person who has this huge
following. Exactly. So, I mean, the bigger the brand or the company, the more money you're obviously going to make. But then I started saying... why do I need to like work through other brands when I can start my own brand and be selling my own products?
Sure.
So I'm finally like to that point where I can do that, but it takes time.
What's the what's the website that you have? It's Ms. Bree
Teresi.com. Yeah, Bri Teresi Teresi.com.
And people can go there and always check your stuff out. And also, you're starting a really good blog that's talking about your travels. Because Bree and Katie actually just recently got back from Croatia.
Yep.
And all these places, and this is amazing, Barry. They're actually getting paid to go and sit in a bikini in Croatia.
Wow! Took my job.
Wait, when's
right
last year?
From under me,
Barry. That's why you can't get booked lately. These people are taking it from you.
Man.
So I find that to be unreal.
Katie, you had quite the party life in Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
What did you?
My feet are kind of injured now. Too much jump roping at 7 a.m.
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but we're on radio, so there's not a lot of visual. So when you say that your
you'll
feet are
hurting.
You'll
have to see the Snapchat, I guess.
You have to go to
first
a Snapchat.
First, you have to learn how to use Snapchat. Yeah.
And that's hard for people, right? Do you
she
know how to use
like
Snapchat,
special
Barry?
Arches in her.
Yeah,
she has special shoes.
All right, bring it together for a second. So you're saying that while you're in Croatia, and here's the thing, I talk to these girls fairly frequently, especially Katie.
Excuse me.
And Katie was telling me, like, I don't know why. I'm just doing your voice. It's not really her voice, but it's in my head. That's how it sounds. I don't know why my feet hurt. And then we go through what she was doing. She's jump roping. I don't know why. All of a sudden, she feels need to jump rope, and she's sprinting across cobblestone or whatever she's doing. Why don't my arches hurt? Well, I don't know. Maybe you're not wearing any shoes. I don't know. See, she's just laughing because she knows it's true.
It's true. You're yeah. always right.
Get on the mic when you talk to me, please.
You're always right.
Yeah, amateurs. So, yes, I am always right. So the point I'm trying to make is this. They are getting sent to these places because businesses go, this is a valuable thing. These girls yeah. provide a valuable advertisement for what we do. And that's, who are you out there promoting in Croatia? Was there a certain brand?
Yeah, we were there with Life Before Work.
Life Before Work.
Travel,
and it was
yacht life.
And if
yacht
you,
life.
Yeah, so I don't know if they can, you have a blog about it. Kind of
yeah.
gives
yeah.
a really in-depth thing. Brief,
yeah,
right?
Talks about my experience.
But them. I watch a lot of those Snap stories, and I can't believe I just said that. I felt like my testicles just crawled
Loyal.
Inside my body just now.
Yeah, you're whipped, Josh.
So there's
Who's
Snap
the master story. Now?
Well, not you. I don't, it's just me and my awfulness of life and where I have to go from here. This is where I've ended up.
With
Snap
me.
Stories. I've literally ended up saying Snap stories in my career.
They watched your Snap story.
You know
story.
The lingo.
So anyways, the Snap story, it's on a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
You're like
jumping
clubbing.
Off boats,
you're jumping
yeah.
off boats. It, and all because you guys... take great pictures. Can we do a call? Can we try to do a call?
Yeah. Call us.
Go ahead, Bree. Say hello to your caller.
Hello?
Hello there. You're on with Bree
and
Katie.
Katie. Hi.
Okay, we're going to try another one. Go
hello?
Ahead.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, what's your name? This is Josh. It's Josh Carter Special, iHeartRadio, America's Talk. You're on with Bree and Katie Teresi, and you're our first real caller. What's your name?
Will.
Hey, what's up, Will? Where are you from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. How long have you been following the Bree and Katie show?
Probably like a year or two.
What? So wow, that's a long follower. That's
yeah.
pretty good, dude. So how long you've been following them for a year or two? But how long did it take you to really become a true fan? I mean, you really are a true fan if you dialed in. So when was that moment, and what was it about them that made you really kind of become a fan like you are now?
I don't know. Her
I think I know.
Snapchat, I
I'm looking at him. I kind of have a couple reasons why I think you might be following him. So you, how old of a guy are you?
16.
Oh, so you're a young guy. And when you do you go to school with any girls that look like this? I mean, I'm not trying to make a big thing out of her looks, but let's call a spade here, right? I mean, they're very attractive women.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you go to school, are you hoping to meet a Bree or Katie Teresi? And I'm not making fun of you. I'm being serious because I've had crushes before. I'm not sure if you have a crush. I'm just speaking for me because I'm actually a loser. So I'm not saying you're a loser. I'm a loser. But I'm interested in whether or not when you go to school, if you're like, man, none of these girls compare to them. Is that how it is for you? Or it's just something that you just like to follow them and that's that? Is there something more in-depth, I guess, is what I'm asking.
It's not really in-depth. It's just like, well, she's an attractive girl. I'm gonna like follow on Instagram and stuff.
Which is your favorite Teresi sister?
I only really follow Bree.
Only Bree? Do you know who Katie is though?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you see her in the snaps, right?
Yeah.
Bree, is there anything you'd like to say to this young man?
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day, and you should definitely follow Katie. She's probably the better sister.
No.
Katie is better, dude. She's way, her personality's off the hook.
He doesn't care about the personality.
I don't think he cares about the personality.
Well, yeah, I think we made that pretty clear when he was talking to us.
All right. Let's take another call.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, you're on. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You are with Bree and Katie and Josh.
Hello?
Hi. How's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, man, this is Josh Ricardo from my show, and you're speaking with Katie and Bree Teresi. What's your name?
My name is Frank.
Hey, what's up, Frank? How old are you?
I'm 20.
And you live in?
Missouri.
So how did you come about finding the Teresi sisters?
I was scrolling through Instagram, and one of my buddies had showed me, and since then, I just was like, holy crap, like, there is such thing as goddesses.
Wow. Good move, dude. See, we had a guy we were talking to before. He was afraid to let it out, but you're a little bit older of a dude, so I think you have that down.
4 years
you really
more
want
experience.
To say. So out in Missouri, do you meet a lot of girls that look like Bree and Katie?
God, no.
Is there something you... Is there something right now, this is your big moment, Frankie, is there something you want to say to Bree or Katie right now? Go, this is your big moment. I got 30 seconds for you.
Katie, I just want to say that ever since I saw you, I've had a crush on
you. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, thank you.
I'm in Missouri for a photo shoot. I will definitely like to meet up with you guys and take y'all out to dinner.
Oh, yeah. That's so sweet.
Oh, that's awesome, Frank.
Great.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling
you.
In. I'm sure the girls will be calling ASAP when they get to Missouri. I'm sure that you're the first number they'll dial. They're very genuine women. So when are you going to set that up?
Bye, Frank. Bye, Frank.
Hey, way to go, Frank. Jeez, man. Stepping up. That's how you do it. You step up. You step up and you say, hey, the universe shall provide. I'm going to ask these ladies. And they might say yes. Okay, ladies. If you lived in a better town, would you have rolled? And if you lived in a better state?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Well, she also had... Oh, you had a pretty famous guy.
All right, we'll get... So here, Josh Ricardo special, iHeartRadio, America's Talk. I'm sitting here with the Teresi sisters, Bree and Katie. And we're going to start talking about famous men when we come back, right?
Yeah.
We're going to do it all.
I won't say any names.
No names. All right, we're coming back.
Hey, you guys want to take some more phone calls?
Yeah.
Because we got them jammed right now.
Are we going to start? We're not starting the segment. We're just taking calls.
No, we're just taking some calls.
Can I answer creepy?
Yeah.
Sure, ready?
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. It's actually Bree.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So you're on the iHeartRadio America's Talk Josh Carter special with Bree and Katie Teresi. What's your name?
Maddie,
so you are our first female caller.
Yes.
Awesome. How do you know about the sisters? How long have you been following them?
I'm only following Bree. I think I'm going to start following Katie today, actually.
Aww. You should.
So
Katie's
cool.
Really cool. So how old are you and where are you from?
I'm 18, from Oregon.
Oh, from nice. Oregon. And what do you look like, Maddie? Are you trying to be an Instagram model and following the steps of these young women, or what are you doing?
No, I'm going to go into merchandising, but
cool.
I just started following them, and they just seem like really cool, like relatable people, you know?
Can I follow you on Instagram?
Sure.
What's your Instagram?
Maddie Moore.
M-A-D-D-I-E or Y?
It's M-A-D-I-M-O-O-R.
Oh, you had to be going special.
Okay, cool.
Maddie had to go and be
you.
Special.
That's awesome. And we can chat some more.
So Maddie, when you're sorry to cut you off, but I wanted to make sure I get a little bit of chatting with you about this. I find this really intriguing. You're a girl, and you find these girls when you're watching them. You thought, wow, they're really relatable and really cool. And I would love to follow them because you feel like they're a decent role model for girls out there. How do you like? Is that kind of like the gist of it, Maddie?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And you follow a lot of models on Instagram, and when you follow them, is it like a look, you look up to them kind of thing, because you're the same age as Katie, or is it more like, I just like the product they're putting out? What would you classify it as?
Yeah, I think that's the realm it goes into, and I don't really follow a lot, I guess. I just kind of heard about Bree somehow. I don't know how, but I just found her, and aww. I follow her on Snapchat, so I watch her stories every day.
And you think they're attractive, right? And that's why you follow. You're attractive women. I don't mean that you're a lesbian. I'm just saying you find them attractive.
Josh is very aggressive. I'm sorry. He's a brat.
So you're from Oregon, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Hey, Maddie, thanks so much. I'm so glad you called in. I appreciate for what you did here. You're a first
bye,
female
Maddie.
Caller. Thanks,
I
Maddie.
I hope you have an awesome day. I'm looking forward to talking to you later.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, have a great day. Thank you so much.
Bye. Let's take like one more call here real quick. Hello, what's your name?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Justin.
Hi, Justin. Hi. Where are you from?
San Francisco.
Oh, very close. I was just in San Francisco a couple hours ago.
Yeah, where were you, Justin? She was looking for you.
I was looking for you.
This is Josh Ricardo.
You,
this is the America's Talk iHeartRadio. Josh Ricardo special with Bree Teresi and Katie Teresi. And we're talking to one of your fans. And your name is Justin, and you're from San Francisco, so you're a hometown boy. So you know these girls, right?
How old are you?
19.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
What do you do, Justin? What kind of job?
Well, right now I'm going to school right now.
Cool. What's your major?
Math and computer science.
Okay, so how'd you find Bree and Katie?
I think it's through Instagram. I found them on one of their, something on Instagram. I found them.
Oh, nice.
So you're a loyal follower, and what do you hope happens in the long run, if anything? Do you hope to run into them in San Francisco at some point?
I hope so, yeah.
All right, and what would you ask them out? I'm trying to figure out how to do this. I think you sound like a confident man. If you were to ask them out, I'm not saying you're going to, but if you were, how would you do it?
To be honest, I don't really know, how to ask them out, so I don't really know.
All right, Justin, well, you're going to think about that, and maybe we'll catch up with you later.
We'll give you some tips.
Amen.
We'll give you
some tips. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right, you guys want to hop back into it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go for 8 minutes.
Josh Ricardo special, iHeartRadio, America's Talk. We're getting at it. Hungry heart. Are you kidding me? I got a hungry heart because I got two amazing looking women who are my friends, who are my family. Bree Teresi, Katie Teresi, Snapchat bomb. The empire is here. And I got my man Funk on the mic doing his thing. Radio is hard, dude. Radio is not easy. I'm really good at chatting, but radio, you're a good job. You do a good
Thank
job,
you.
Barry.
Thank you.
You're a champion.
You can see my 10,000 hours.
That's right, baby. That's right. Outliers. I love it. Outliers. I got like marbles in my mouth. So I have my Bree Teresi, Katie Teresi. You can find them on Snapchat, Instagram. Also, Bree has a website called MsBreeTeresi.com. MsBreeTeresi.com.
Wow.
So go follow it. So before we left for the break, I find this part of our society very intriguing, the whole sliding in the DMs, if you will. Ugh, I'll kill myself. So people have gotten caught up, famous men, sliding into Instagram women's DMs. And I know we can never name names because we don't do that here.
Yeah.
But I have to assume many, many famous men hit you, Bree, and you, Katie, up from time to time.
Yeah, even when she
oh my
was
gosh, I hope
like
she doesn't
under
say my name.
Even
oh my gosh, I hope
even
she
when she was
name.
Underage and they like knew how old she was,
and they still went after.
Yes, like aggressively towards Katie.
Yeah, because that's like because then it falls because she's attractive, and then it kind of like fetish. Then it goes into fetish.
Yeah,
like
but you,
teeny.
I was surprised by some of the guys.
No,
I
no,
like,
you're
I'm,
not really. Come
honestly,
on,
I consider myself a pretty innocent soul.
Yeah, you're very conservative naivetes, if you
yeah,
will.
Right.
Or you don't understand why. Why would anybody be so forthcoming and disgusting and perverse? No, come on. You knew. You
we
knew.
Know the real world.
So, rumor has it, Bree, that you're going to be writing a blog about an experience you had with a famous person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I actually just finished it up today, so hopefully.
Can you give us a gist of that, though? To give people the reason to want to go look at it?
Okay. Pretty much, it's a guy who is very well known, especially in LA. He's like an internet marketing sensation, entrepreneurial guy.
Okay, we got the gist of that.
And he's just a total.
Well, hold on. What? Give us like a. I know you don't want to give away the whole story, but what's the gist of it? What happened? What's like crazy about him?
He was just incredibly psychotic and forced personality tests upon everyone that was like in his presence and did not passionately like
Very
did
negative.
Not like strong-minded women.
So what did he
and
did he
verbally
abuse you?
No, verbally like attacked me throughout the night and lied to me to get him to come over to his house.
Why were you there for
I was there because
reason?
Yeah, I was supposed to have a business meeting with him regarding some like coding.
That's what would be terrifying. That would be terrifying if I had a daughter and you guys were my daughters.
Yeah.
Is that there's so many guys like trying to figure out an excuse to get you.
This is the thing.
To come over.
For me, I have a good head on my shoulders and I'm pretty paranoid about stuff like that.
For
and
the old, rightfully, in out.
Yeah, rightfully so. And I, you know, I question things. I'm not scared to question people's intentions. And he did not like that at all.
So to kind of like paint a picture that's somewhat accurate, he called you over, did his personality test. It became clear that...
No, there was way more to it.
But just to be clear, you probably went over there and you were like, hold on, this is not just for work, I would assume, to a certain degree.
Yeah, it was him trying to put me in his brand and force cameras in my face.
Forced advertising.
Like his,
it's a new day and age
his assistant came and got me, took me to his backyard, and then led me to his personal gym where he was working out with his like bodybuilder and bodyguard.
Hey, that's what I'm gonna do for now on. I'm gonna start forcing people in my house and start lifting.
And then
weights
told me that
them.
he likes working out around beautiful women. And at this point, I'm like, why the hell do you work for this weirdo?
This is, I'm going to recreate that moment for everybody out there. Give me a second. Hey, Bree, come down to my basement. Don't mind him. That's Jonathan. He's my bodybuilder companion.
He also plays the saxophone.
Don't mind that sax. That sax weighs 500 pounds, and he's a bodybuilder, so he can carry it. I'm going to do some squats for you, Bree, because there's nothing I like more than to squat for beautiful women like yourself.
But you must change into my brand first. This skimpy little exercise clothes.
And take photos.
And I'm going to have a wide variety of women's shoes you can choose from.
Oh my God. This
on
guy,
top of a bunch of bikinis.
You know what though? That's pretty extensive. I got to give him that.
It was one of the most bizarre nights of my life.
I'm gonna
way more details.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that wasn't the first time he's given that speech before.
Probably
to a
not.
Lady.
Probably not. And then I love it like when I left after he like continued to like verbally attack me. He's like, so I'm going to be seeing you tomorrow, right?
Amen.
And I was like,
and now
yeah,
you guys
that's never
are dating.
Happen. Oh, yeah. So, like, we actually eloped.
That's terrifying.
I really love men that, like, put you down.
It's terrifying to know that everyone's out for something. And that's the part I was talking about at the top of the show for you guys, is that as much as you guys do get to do cool stuff because mm-hmm. of what you do, and granted, like, it's not a lot of work. It's not like you're making little films. You get to kind of do your thing as you go.
Yeah.
So that's great. And in your hand is your wallet. Like that's what's putting money in your pocket, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's those moments where you could be hurt. Something could happen.
Yeah.
People don't have very good intentions.
For sure.
And I think that's what the principle that I want to get out there for everybody having you guys on is that as much as people want to go like, hey, this is kind of like whatever, you know, this is some hot chick. And even the guys that like you as fans, they build you up in their mind to a certain place, and that's not totally fair to you, but it's part of the brand, and that's what you're doing, you understand.
Exactly.
But it's not all peaches and cream.
No, not at all. People just assume that, but not at all. There's so many struggles I go through on an everyday basis that I don't mm-hmm. put out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 100%. But I think safety thing, that's also why I want to release that article. It's just because, so women know, they shouldn't be afraid to question people that are in quote like authority or have power. You should never be scared to ask questions and to, you know, feel a bit anxious about certain things.
I totally agree. Plug your stuff, Brie. Go ahead. Plug like your handles and.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, what does that mean?
Trying to unplug her headphones just now.
So if you want to follow my Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, it's just at Brie Teresi, B-R-I Teresi, T-E-R-E-S-I.
Go ahead, Katie.
And my Instagram and Twitter is Katie Teresi, KATIETERESI.
Damn right, ma'am. We did it. Ladies, we did it. We did it. Josh Accardo, iHeart, special, America's Talk. You can follow me at Josh Accardo, JOSHACCARDO. My man Funk, where you at?
Oh, I'm at Funk FM. What are you saying, like you're leaving? We got one more.
Yeah, we're going to do one more. But, you know, I'm speaking in a way that makes people know that finality is upon us and we need to get with it. Coming back at you.
Hey, you want to take some more calls?
Yeah.
Or you do it this time.
Okay.
Line one. Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Next.
Line two.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Luis.
Hi, this is Katie Teresi and Bree Teresi. Where are you from?
Illinois.
Nice, how old are you?
24.
Cool.
Hey Luis, you're a Latin man?
Yeah.
What kind of, what ethnicity?
Mexican.
Mexican. So these are two very blonde white women. So let me ask you this. As a Latino man.
I'm half Italian.
Well, whatever. You're still blonde and white. Is this out of the realm for you to be attracted to blonde white women? Or is this like a new journey for you to be attracted to Teresi sisters? Or how'd you find them? Like, give me the down low.
Well, I really didn't find them. I found them on Snapchat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I don't have Instagram.
Okay.
And someone at work just pretty much said, hey, follow this story or whatever. And
it's
I did.
Probably
and
the most
that's
common.
I found you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, check this out.
Where do you work? Where do you work at?
Oh, I work in a company called Mitsubishi.
Oh, cool.
You
met
Mitsubishi. Okay, so I like how you frame that.
I think
too,
I've heard
like,
of
like no one knew where Mitsubishi was doing. Like,
sounds like
I work
at
this company. Maybe you've heard of it, Microsoft. So I love that, man. So you and your boys are hanging out at work, BSing on the man's dime, and that's how we do it. And you're like, hey, look at these girls. They're so beautiful. And next thing you know, you're following them. So
yeah, pretty much.
What how? So you've been a fan for a while. You're doing. I'm so happy you called in. If there's anything you wanted to say to Bree and Katie, this is your opportunity, man. So have at it. I got 10 seconds for you. Go for it.
Well, I'm a big fan of you guys, both of you. I've been more of a fan of Bree. Katie.
Oh, a Katie fan. Score one for Katie.
Thanks,
man.
Hi.
Nice meeting you.
Take it easy, Luis.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Luis.
Have a nice day.
Say hi to the boys at Mitsubishi. I can just imagine that guy, like, just hanging out by the car service area.
I talked to Bree and Katie Teresi, Holmes. Viva la raza.
One more. Line four. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
No, it's actually you. We were talking to you, and then you stopped talking. Where'd
Hello?
You go?
Oh.
Oh, yeah,
great.
It's you. Yeah.
Hey, this me?
What's your name there?
Trevor.
Trevor, where are you calling from?
I'm from Houston.
Oh, cool.
I'm 23, and I just graduated college.
Nice.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
What was your major?
Petroleum engineering and economics.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
So, Trevor, you're on the iHeartRadio America's Talk Josh Accardo special with Josh Accardo. That's me and the Katie and Bree Teresi, the Teresi sisters. How long have you been a follower of the Teresi sisters? Let us know.
I don't know, like a year and 2 months, year and 3 months, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's a long time, man. When you
precise.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I think I found him on maybe it was like TFM or something. I followed him on
Barstool
or something or Arsenic probably.
Okay, so Trevor, when you look at these things and you see these women doing their Snapchat thing, what comes to mind? What kind of pure thoughts come to mind? I'm sure there's some dirty
what
ones.
What kind of pure thoughts?
What's the purity of you?
Well, I really enjoy watching everything. You know,
thanks.
It's great. It's good to look at, but I like the human element of the Snapchats. You know, you get to see what somebody else does in their everyday life. And then
yeah.
I think the favorite part about the Teresi sisters' Snapchat is their family. You know, when they're at home,
aww.
I think it'd be awesome to just go and sit with your grandparents and your parents and have a good dinner.
Oh,
wow,
so
you just
sweet.
Killed
yeah.
it,
Chris,
dude.
Do you miss our Monday night dinners with our Nona and Nono?
Do I miss them?
Yeah, because
since we moved to LA,
it's been hard.
That's so sweet. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks,
really
Trevor.
Appreciate
it, man. Hey, I love how that dude was like, they asked him like he attended one of the dinners. Like, that's how popular they are that they can go, did you miss the food you never ate, but we showed you 30 seconds of us busting the chops of my Italian grandfather?
We get emails about my grandparents.
Yeah.
No, they're awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
The birds.
Cool.
They're like,
it's a great song, dude. Way to go, Barry.
You guys ready for the last and final
Let's
segment?
Take it home.
You can take some calls at the end, too, if you
okay.
want.
All right.
We'll be like, hello.
I'll work it in, like, maybe around the 5-minute mark or something like that. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm coming home, baby. Josh Accardo special. America's Talk. I Heart Radio with the Teresi sisters, Bree and Katie. Big baseball player. Now we're talking.
High school.
See, you know what I'm saying? This is what life's about, folks. Timeless, timeless art. And we're making timeless art right now with the Teresi sisters and my boy, Barry, Funk FM, at Twitter, if you do Twitter. I like Twitter. Barry's an interesting man, too. We've built a kinship.
Thanks. Interesting is a good word for me.
Intriguing, interesting.
All of that.
So this is our home stretch, man, and we got to kill it, ladies. We got to do it right.
Kill it.
I agree.
Right? Something special. The funny thing is the multitask capabilities of these two women are impeccable. They haven't focused on me completely once. There is no such thing
hey,
as
hey, he's used to this. I get this all the time
divided
from him.
Attention.
Ice cream yesterday.
Okay, so for those of you that have never been to L.A., there is one reason in particular, and it's not the Teresi sisters. It's called Salt and Straw.
In Venice.
I'm giving an unwarranted plug to somebody that gives me nothing, but the ice cream is good, right, Katie?
It was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I missed out on that.
It was like the best ice cream ever.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You got a very busy job. Bree had to go to an event in San Francisco. So what kind of, like, when are you allowed to talk about some of the companies that you work for right now? Is there someone that, I mean, you went to an event, but I'm not going to say what it is, even though I think you might have posted about it. What kind of stuff, like, it usually is cut, like, from your mold? Like, what do you do? Like, the thing you did last night was what?
No, the thing I did last night was just to attend that, because I'm a big fan of that company, and I had, like, a business meeting down there.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been like attending events through a company called Pure Models Club, and they hire a bunch of models to promote their brand. And so like at big events like the Maxim Party, we did an event. What was that? Babes of Toyland. Mm-hmm. That was probably right before we went to Croatia.
How do you decipher? Because I'm sure a lot of crap comes through, right? A lot of emails come through. Mm-hmm. How do you decipher from BS and then real? Like, how extensive is the background?
Yeah, you can tell.
What's like a clear cut sign of something's BS?
Trying to like meet up right away.
Okay, so
well,
that's
also like when it's not through like a big company. So like Pure Model Club is a big, reliable company.
Sure,
so
but I'm sure there's some middle of the road. Like, I'm a guy who's, like, an up-and-coming dude to some extent about a lot of stuff. Maybe not so much now with my radio show because it's more popular. But in the beginning, I mean, I focus predominantly on interviewing models like you.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have a decent body of work. But if you don't research me, you're going to think, oh, well, I'll just blow by this and you miss an opportunity.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know what you mean. Like, I get emails, so I'm really, really good about checking my email. I literally, if you email me something, I will look at it. That's the best way to get in contact with me.
Yeah.
So I have three different emails, two for bookings, and I go through all of them. And then I have my manager and my mom and grandma also looking through
my
emails.
How many penis pics come through on a daily basis?
On emails? Zero.
Oh, you,
zero.
Really? Well, I love that. She's looking at me like I'm crazy.
On Snapchat, some, but like...
Some.
Not even that many. Honestly, like... Lately, I have been getting the most amazing messages from
Just leave a charm life, okay? Like, I just get penis pics all day.
It's been amazing. Like, my following has... I'm just so impressed with, like, some of the people that take the time to write out these messages. They make my day, for sure.
Well, lucky you, because I know a lot of girls get a lot of penis pics.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Maybe, like, a few a day if I'm opening them.
Sure.
But, yeah, I think it's, like...
No, like, I'm serious.
It's gone. I know that's what's funny, Katie, that you're saying. It's gone down for sure. Used to be quite a few penises being thrown at me, and now not so much. I know what to check.
Yeah.
Do you ever see one and go, oh, hey, that's pretty nice?
No, never. No. That, it grosses me out. I'll block people
so
if they send me that.
So even if it is really nice, you still cross me out. You're out.
And you got to, when you send a dick pic, you got to send like the full body.
I don't know if you can. Can she say that? Oh. Whatever. It's done. We'll block it out. We can't curse, but good for you. I think we might only get away with
that.
I don't know. See, Barry called it. She says, okay, let's clean it up. So I think what's funny, it's almost like how America looks at, you know, negotiating with terrorists the same way the Teresi sisters deal with penis pics. Like, will block you. If a penis pic is sent, you will be blocked. No exception. Pretty penis or not. Even if you got a pretty penis, that's how on the inside you sound to me.
Like, if somebody sends an insulting message, I block them.
Block.
Why would I deal with that negativity?
No.
If I see I block it.
There's not that, like, there's more positive than negative.
More positive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at you guys. Look at you.
Occasional,
Of course.
Whole world negative.
More of an audience you get, the more negativity you're going to get as well.
So what you're trying to tell me is, mo money, mo problems, as the one notorious B.I.G. said. Do you guys know who that is?
Yes. Of course.
I forget the room
I'm
in.
I like it when you call me Big Pop.
Okay, at least you know him. Sometimes I forget that I'm dealing with a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old.
They still play that up in the club, man.
They still do that, huh?
Yeah.
Like a little bit of like...
I haven't been to a club in a long time, Funk.
You like him.
Can you imagine I'm trying to go in a club and talk to you guys? That would be so interesting.
I'm not a big club person. I don't like going out.
I just promote him. I don't go because it's fun. Yeah, right. You go to clubs. You club it up, both of you.
I actually don't like going out.
Well, neither do I, but I have to.
Yeah, you go out because it's something. It's good to go out. It's good to go
out. To socialize?
To socialize, for sure.
Even though your whole world is social media? Isn't that funny? Like, social media is nothing social about it.
It's weird. People think I'm, like, such an extrovert, but at the same time, like, I'm so much of a hermit sometimes.
Hey, can you play me some nice piano music real quick? I want to give a little speech to Bree. Barry, if you can find it. Anything soft. This is what we do here. I have access to production. Therefore, I'm going to utilize it for Bree and Katie Teresti right now.
That's sweet.
And this is going to be what Bree feels on the inside. I'm going to be here in her voice. We're on a date. And I say, let's just say I'm like an internet mogul. And I'm looking across the table at Bree. And I say, so, you know, I've been watching your snaps. And I notice you're kind of an extrovert. And then Bree looks at him longingly and says, actually,
oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. Would you like some water?
And that's my waiter, Barry.
Need some water there.
Thank you. Thank you. Like I was saying, Bree, I know you're an extrovert. And Bree looks at him and maybe puts her hands closer to him to the table but doesn't touch his hands because she doesn't want to give him the wrong idea.
Exactly.
And she says, you know what, Jonathan? I'm a kind of girl that wants to sit at home
and watch Netflix.
Get in a bath
and take pictures of my legs
and eat some almonds and some green juice and not have your sister talk over this interlude I'm trying to do on radio. You guys are so annoying. You're talking over the beautiful interlude of a Bree date. Damn it. Thank you, Barry.
I like your clown tattoo.
Anyways, then we can see that. So, that's so interesting that you are not an extrovert, but you kind of are.
Okay, I totally am, but at the same time, I need times to, like, recharge.
We broke you quick.
Well, I am an extrovert. I'm very talkative and stuff, but I like alone time.
Yes, we all do.
She needs alone time.
Even though your sister literally is like your Siamese twin. You're never alone.
Well, that's alone time. I consider time with Katie alone time.
No, yeah, I've been around Katie. It's like being alone. You're right. It is like,
no,
she's so quiet.
She's my baby.
All right, so
it's my little cashew.
We've had a lot of fun so far, and I want to. So, on your, what's one of your first products you're going to do on this site? Because I'm looking at it right now. It's a really great picture too.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite photographers. Shout out to Carrie Hess. So, what I'm doing right now is I'm actually shooting a calendar next week.
Awesome.
You looked very scared for a second.
No, I'm focused.
Oh, okay.
That's what it looks like. This is what undivided attention looks like.
Oh, okay. I love that. I love that.
I'm sure you do.
So I'm shooting a calendar next week. So as of right now, I'm selling, products, posters, mugs, phone cases, all the basics. Okay. And then I have like a really cool Snapchat package that has been crazy. I've been getting so many sales on that. And
what's the package? Go ahead.
Okay. So it's literally just personal one-on-one snaps. Like people... Mm-hmm. Always ask me questions and I can't answer everyone over Snapchat. Like it gets too much. So I decided to create a package where you get 8 snaps and 8-minute video chat.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's nothing sexual. It's nothing perverted. It's literally just having a conversation. And
no whacking it.
Yeah. Nothing.
Can we do a call,
like
Barry?
Oh,
yeah, let's try another one. Here, like, yeah. Let's take a couple before the ladies have to go. iHeartRadio, Josh Ricardo, America's Talk Special on the air with Bree and Katie Teresi. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hi.
People right. Get so scared. Let's take another one. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. It's Bree and Katie.
Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm a really big follower of you.
Oh, I love that. How long have you been following me for?
I'm the one in the military. Texas and from California.
Oh, wow. Hey, so this is Josh Ricardo. What's up, Anthony? Thanks for calling in. So you follow the Teresi sisters. How long have you been a follower of theirs? Just so I get a cool context.
For about a year from Arsenic TV, I saw her do a takeover, and I was like, wow, she's
gorgeous.
She is stunning. She's both girls, very stunning, very good genetics, my brother. I understand. So you are in the military, and thank you for being part of the armed forces, man. We really appreciate your service.
Thank you for your service, for sure.
And you've spoken with the ladies before. They've had interactions with you?
Oh, I just hung up on him.
Sorry about that, Andy. If you're listening, brother, God bless America.
Oops.
Hey, you're on the air with Josh Carter, iHeartRadio, the Josh Carter Special, with Bree and Katie Teresi. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name there?
I can hear you a little bit. You got to speak a little bit louder.
Luke.
Hi, Luke. How are you doing?
Not bad.
Where are you calling from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, cool.
Another guy from Missouri. Nice. You're very popular
in the
state
of Missouri. Do you want to ask us a question?
No, I didn't really know where I was going with this. I just
followed you
on Snapchat like a month ago.
Oh, recent.
And said, call this number, and I was driving home from work, and I called this number.
I love how you follow directions. My friend, you're going to be a good husband one day.
Very
literally,
good husband.
The woman told you to do something, you did it, and now you're here, and you're like,
yeah,
I have nothing to say.
Josh should learn from that. Just kidding.
I hope so, but hey, I actually do have a question, because before I was making a deposit at the bank, and I heard you guys were talking about that blog that you were doing about some bad interaction you had. Am I allowed to guess who that is?
Yeah, go ahead and guess.
Is it Ty Lopez?
Possibly.
Wow. Oh, yeah, well, oh my God. All right, man.
That's wrong.
For calling in. I appreciate that, man.
I think
you might have just broke the bank when you deposited at the. That's a weird statement to start with, right?
Wait.
I was at the bank making a deposit.
It was being sarcastic because the guy.
We could probably figure it out later, Bree. I don't know if we have the time for all that mess.
Sorry.
It was a good answer, though.
It was a great answer.
I got that.
I didn't get anything. I'm lost. I'm lost about the whole world. America's Talk, iHeartRadio, the Josh Carter Special. Ladies, one more time, plug where you're at, please, real quick. We got about 30 seconds.
Bree Teresi, that's B-R-I, Teresi, T-E-R-E-S-I.
Get on that mic, Katie. Do it all.
And my Snapchat is K-A-T-I-E-E-T-E-R-E-S.
Couldn't have been more confusing. I don't know how 75,000 people found you with that stupid handle.
Two E's and two I's with my on my
Barry, Snapchat. Barry, go ahead, brother.
Well, Funk FM on Twitter. You can find me there.
Woo!
Thank you guys for being here. Yeah.
You guys are awesome, man. At Josh Ricardo, J-O-S-H-A-C-C-R-D-O. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madman drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shot was heading for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. And some flesh wild mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott.
What, you want to take some calls now?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can grab a couple before they bail. Hello, you're
hello,
on
hello.
The air. What's your name? Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's Luke again.
Hey, I didn't mean to, that was honestly just a really lucky guess, but I didn't mean to, for anything that to be bad.
Oh, hey, Luke, don't sweat it, man.
Yeah,
we're kind of messing around. I don't even know if you got it right,
brother.
Yeah,
don't worry.
You're good, dude. Thanks for calling back,
though.
You're a nice guy. I appreciate it.
And finally, one final caller. You are the last caller.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, just doing a radio
show. What's your name there? Where are you calling from?
My name's Adam. I'm from Louisiana.
Nice. How old are you?
18.
Oh, cool.
Are you from Baton Rouge, my friend? You speak Creole?
That reminds me of a Brady Bunch episode.
Baton Rouge.
So what part of Louisiana are you from? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The Lake Charles area.
Okay.
Wow.
So how long have you been following, this is Josh Ricardo, by the way, I'm very well known. How long have you been following Bree and Katie Teresi?
I've been following Bree. She was with Ty Lopez a while back, and I followed him a lot.
A couple days ago.
Wow, so you guys know Ty Lopez. This guy's pretty well known, huh? Is he like a substantial dude, Katie and Bree? What's going on? Who's Ty Lopez?
I don't know.
Tell me about Ty Lopez.
I don't know what it's like exactly what he does, but I know he's really successful. He helps a lot of people out. I asked him some questions the other day, personal questions, and he helped out a lot.
Hey, wouldn't it be great, Barry, if I was like, I don't know what I do, but I'm really successful?
Yeah.
Isn't that great that someone can? The guy is probably successful, but isn't that great that no one can probably pinpoint what he does, but he's successful? That's all they know?
Kind of like
crazy.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like you, Barry.
Oh, no, the opposite of that. That's right.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right, say goodbye, everybody. That's
bye.
It.
Bye. One backyard bombardier. Yes, they're scouting yards, trying hard. They send some dude with a call card and said, do what you like, but don't do it here. Well, I jumped up, turned around, spit in the air, fell on the ground. You saw the tree. I want to thank Bree and Katie Teresi for being on the show. Ladies, if you're listening, you know how fond I am of you, and thank you so much. Our friendship is an amazing thing. We're very lucky. We're very blessed. And it's Christmas time, so God bless us, everyone. Make sure you guys all go follow Bree and Katie on the appropriate social media platforms, Instagram, Snapchat, at Bree Tressy, at Katie Tressy, and go support their projects. Bree has a great thing going on with donating children's toys, I believe. Don't quote me. It's definitely that, but the specifics of it, you have to go to her Facebook fan page, so go and do that and go help some people out. It's the holiday season, and it's an excuse for you to actually be nice and stop keeping score, you know? So thank you for listening to the show. The rebranding's been amazing. You can always follow the show at Broken Tailed Dog. You can email brokentaileddog@gmail.com. And you can follow on the Snap, the Twitter, the Instagrams. And you can also follow me, at Josh Ricardo, the man, the myth himself. I don't know why I do that. Is it insecurity that I insist on calling myself the man, the myth? I think I'm trying to be funny. But I think deep down probably I hope that people see me that way. That's how I project. Anyways, it's been a wonderful year's. It's been a wonderful year as a show. It's been a wonderful year of shows. I'm really thankful for all my listeners. This show has given me a platform to not only speak, but bring to light subjects I think are very important to society. And in this time, specifically now, we need to be able to not only talk about things, but have a voice and breed positivity through holding people accountable and also doing it in a way that doesn't always have to be rosy and shiny. Life is messy. Life is hard, but it doesn't always have to be bad or a struggle. We can be thankful for our problems because I'm sure someone would gladly take our problems over their own. So just remember that in this holiday season, I hope you have a chance to experience whatever it is that makes you happy and fulfilled. So, that being said, on an emotional level, I want to thank you guys once again, and I'll be talking to you in January 2017.